Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
Happy Wednesday, taking a look at sports. I'm Ace Sourwine. After 2 years of lower populations of upland game, fewer hunters pursued pheasants and sharp-tailed grouse harvests last year. Pheasant numbers were down 25%, while sharp-tailed grouse numbers were down 34% in 2018. The only bird to see a slight uptick was the Hungarian partridge, up 5% in 2018. Some news in Major League Baseball coming out. The Major League Baseball Players Association has made a new proposal for the MLB for a season of 89 games with a prorated share of salary and expanded playoffs. This is from ESPN's Jeff Passan. Sounds like it would bring the sides closer to a potential deal because it's 25 games fewer than the union's most recent proposal of 114 games. But we will wait and see because there hasn't been a whole lot of progress on either side. Let's just get some baseball in. Capping things off with a look at this day in sports history. Back in 1921, Babe Ruth set the home run record with, get this, 120 home runs. Now, I know in 1921, MLB hasn't been around for that long, but still, to think that the record was set at 119 in 1921, Babe Ruth would go on to shatter it and finish with 714. Pretty crazy if you ask me. More baseball this day in sports history, 1944, Joe Nuxall. How about this? He became the youngest player ever to appear in an MLB game. He was 15 years old. 15 years old, Joe Nuxall actually appeared in a professional game, pitched 2/3 of an inning and allowed 5 runs, but still, 15 years old. That's crazy. And then 1972, Hank Aaron became number 2 on the home run all-time list with 649 home runs, passing Willie Mays. And that's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sourwine.